The ivy-covered walls of Eldritch University loomed like watchful giants as Amelia, a wisp of a girl with eyes wide with nervous anticipation, crossed the threshold. Whispers of its dark history, of forbidden rituals and unspeakable experiments conducted in its shadowed halls, swirled around the campus like an ever-present fog. Yet, Amelia, an aspiring historian with a penchant for the macabre, was drawn to Eldritch like a moth to a flame. Her dorm room, nestled in the heart of the ancient building, was a study in oppressive gloom. The flickering gaslight cast grotesque shadows on the peeling wallpaper, and the floorboards creaked under her hesitant steps. As dusk deepened, the university settled into an unsettling silence, broken only by the distant hooting of an owl and the rhythmic tick-tock of a grandfather clock in the hallway. Sleep was a stranger that night. Amelia tossed and turned, haunted by the oppressive atmosphere and the unsettling feeling of being watched. A low moan, seemingly emanating from the walls themselves, sent shivers down her spine. Then, a faint scratching sound, like claws against wood, drew her attention to the ornately carved oak door. With a pounding heart, Amelia crept closer, her breath shallow in the stillness. The scratching grew louder, punctuated by the sickening thud of something heavy being dragged across the floor. A sliver of moonlight filtering through the window glinted off something metallic, a long, wickedly curved blade. Terror flooded Amelia's veins. In that instant, she knew she wasn't alone. Panic spurred her into action. She fumbled for the doorknob, her fingers slick with cold sweat. Just as she grasped it, the scratching stopped. An unnatural silence descended, thick and suffocating. Hesitantly, Amelia cracked open the door a fraction. The hallway beyond was plunged into darkness, but a cloying stench of decay wafted in, making her gag. Then, a flicker of movement caught her eye. A hulking figure, shrouded in inky blackness, loomed at the far end of the corridor. Its eyes, two points of malevolent red, glinted in the sliver of moonlight. Amelia's scream died in her throat as the figure lurched towards her, its shapeless form rippling with an otherworldly darkness. She slammed the door shut, throwing her weight against it. The doorknob rattled violently, the wood groaning under the immense pressure. Scrambling back, Amelia tripped over a loose floorboard, her hand landing on something cold and smooth. It was a tarnished brass key, nestled in a forgotten corner. With a surge of desperate hope, she snatched it up, her fingers tracing the intricate sigil etched on its surface. As the creature outside redoubled its assault, Amelia raced to the opposite wall, where a dusty tapestry depicting arcane symbols hung crookedly. Her heart hammering against her ribs, she ripped the tapestry down, revealing a hidden panel in the wall. The key fit perfectly into the lock. With a groan of rusty hinges, the panel creaked open, revealing a narrow passage shrouded in darkness. Without a moment's hesitation, Amelia plunged into the unknown, the chilling laughter of the unseen entity echoing in her wake. The passage led deep into the bowels of Eldritch University, a labyrinth of twisting tunnels and dank chambers. Rats skittered past her feet, their beady eyes gleaming in the faint light of her sputtering oil lamp. The air grew thick with the stench of mildew and something far more sinister, a cloying sweetness that made her head spin. After what felt like an eternity, Amelia stumbled into a vast, cavernous hall. In the center, bathed in an eerie crimson glow, stood a monstrous altar, carved from obsidian and adorned with macabre symbols. Upon it lay a pulsating orb, radiating an unnatural energy that made her skin crawl. And beside the altar, knelt a figure cloaked in darkness, its back to her. As Amelia watched, horrified, the figure slowly rose, turning to reveal a face contorted in a rictus of madness. Its eyes, the same malevolent red she had seen in the hallway, locked onto hers with a chilling intensity. Amelia knew then that she had stumbled upon something far more ancient and terrible than she could have ever imagined. The secrets Eldritch University held were not mere whispers of the past. They were living, breathing nightmares, waiting to be unleashed upon the world. And she, a wide-eyed moth drawn to a forbidden flame, was now trapped in their midst. The oil lamp sputtered and died, plunging the chamber into darkness. Amelia's scream echoed through the cavern, swallowed by the hungry silence that followed. Her fate, like the secrets of Eldritch University, remained shrouded in the shadows, a chilling testament to the horrors that lurk within the hallowed halls of academia.